couldn't have been more seriously criticised in terms of the report yesterday. Okay. And it bears no, it makes no sense. It was controversial right from the outset. It remains controversial, and you know, we can't understand why it was done.
So we've heard criticism this morning, excuse me, from Michael Mansfield about what happened at Orgreave. He said it was symptomatic of this corrupt force for then what happened at Hillsborough. When are we, as South Yorkshire folks, supposed to believe that you'd stopped behaving like that and became properly accountable? Is it still ongoing?
No, it's not still ongoing.
When did it stop? What was the date?
There is no date, is there? I mean, there were issues here which are clearly of massive concern. But the point I want to make is that this is not a corrupt police force. We've got people out there day
well,
in, day out.
Well, it's looking like one, isn't it?
No, it's not. These are issues that
what
go
back many,
many
years. What you saw yesterday
doesn't
look like corruption.
Sorry, Toby.
What you saw yesterday doesn't look like corruption.
No, what I'm saying is that is not something that endures to the current day.
How do we know?
I don't dispute that.
You've told us it didn't happen for the last 23 years. How do we believe you now?
Because the focus of this is 20 years ago, not on the current day. The 2012 police force that people can have entire confidence in is not the 1989 police force, when, in fairness, there was probably a whiff of life on Mars around.
But when are we supposed to think that stopped? Because you didn't tell us. You've had these documents for 20 years and you didn't tell us about it. Why do we think it's not still life on Mars?
And the point I make is that there was a commitment going back 3 years from the then Chief Constable, Med Hughes, to make everything available. And actually, the irony is that by making all of that available, we've attracted the criticism that we attracted yesterday. But that's right,
sorry,
because
David,
that's
you
justice.
You didn't make anything available. You had it. You're police officers. You should investigate things. You had this till 3 years ago and didn't tell us.
And one of the points I made yesterday was in the second public inquiry conducted by Lord Justice Stuart Smith, he was specifically asked to look at this particular issue of the alterations to the statements because it was a contentious issue. And whilst he expressed some limited concern about one or two statements, actually, it's a matter of public record that he said he didn't think it changed anything. And so, you know, that issue was looked at. And I think the force had a reasonable reason to say, well, OK, it's been looked at in a public inquiry. We've got Lord Justice Stuart Smith who said this is OK. And, you know, in that context, you wouldn't necessarily expect the force to go back to it. It's now been cast in a different light, and that light has come about because of all of those documentations have been made available.
You got a massive loss of trust. I mean, that happened yesterday, I think, that people now don't trust South Yorkshire Police. How are you going to get that back? They expect to see police officers in docks.
They do. And as I say, for me, the matter is very simple. If people have broken the law, they get prosecuted. But on a day-to-day basis, as far as the officers out there are concerned, you know, I think the best way of getting trust is by people going out there, doing a professional job, serving the public, doing what they do best, solving crime, locking up criminals. And, you know, we have got some fantastic people out there in whom the public have got a great deal of trust.